So I'm on the couch this morning. It's Sunday morning with Oscar, who's two, and we're just playing with the iPad and having a bit of a muck around. But I thought I'd do a quick audio podcast, just because I'm really annoyed at the moment about the delayed coverage with our sporting events in Australia. And last night and yesterday afternoon, we've just had a V8 supercar round, which was held in New Zealand. And then we've got the normal sports team. So we had the Sydney Swans play a game last night in Sydney. And the problem that I find with all of them at the moment is because everyone delays their telecast. No one, at least here in Australia, is doing their sport live. Everything's delayed by 20 minutes or more. And the problem we have with it is that there are people that are at the game, or even the sports teams themselves, or the owners of it, like the V8 Supercars or the AFL, are providing live updates via Twitter. So if you're looking at your Twitter stream any time that these sporting events are on, you're always getting updates that are 20 minutes in the future, and you're getting spoilers. So the example I have last night is, we're at the end of the third quarter for the Swans game, and AFL gave me the final score in Twitter. It just drives me freaking crazy because I don't want to have to cut myself off from Twitter just because I'm watching a game. If it's a bit of a lull or whatever else, you want to still have a look across, and it just drives me crazy. And I suppose my question is, when these sporting organisations are selling their rights, sorry, in the background, that's Oscar playing with a synthesizer app called Bebop on the iPad. So sorry about that. But try this one. Look at this. That's good, isn't it? So the point I was going to make though is when the sporting rights are being sold, why aren't they making stipulations that you can only buy the rights and do the right things by the fans, and that is to provide live coverage. You can't buy the rights and put delayed coverage. You can only buy the rights and provide live coverage. I mean, they own the goal. They get to make the golden rule. They get to choose how it's being done. And waiting for these TV networks to do it themselves is never going to happen. They'll always do whatever's in their own interest and not what's required of them. So we need the sporting organisations to stand up and do something about it for us. Anyway, just drives me crazy, and I thought I'd make an audio boo out there and see if anyone felt the same. All right, well, that was my Sunday morning. We're going to go to the shops now, aren't we, Oscar? We going out? No, can't get his attention. Okay, bye.